your customer access strategy is going to help you formulate answers to many questions that come up. Some examples of the questions you're going to address: how should your contact center be organized? How should your new mobile apps be prioritized? How should agent groups be structured? And then things such as, what kinds of skills and knowledge will your customer service representatives require? How should your hiring and training practices support these requirements? What system capabilities best support your strategy? Do you have what you need in-house, or will you need to build or buy or contract for required capabilities? What kind of processes best support your plan? Where should they be refined or restructured, those that you have? Maybe you'd look at outsourcing. Is it feasible to outsource, or is it advisable to outsource some aspects of your technology requirements or interacting with customers? Are your budgets in alignment? So these questions come up, and they're enough to drive change back into the plan. I have a healthcare client who, as they started going through their customer access strategy, felt that they should reorganize their entire approach to serving their customers. So they took disparate groups and areas that were siloed and really redefined how they were going to, as an organization, approach customer service. And as a result, I think they're much better prepared for the changes in the healthcare sector and for really being competitive as things evolve. So this is a great opportunity. Putting your customer access strategy together is a great opportunity to really rethink your business. I mean, that's ultimately what we're talking about.